Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the show.
Yeah.
Today, we're doing a deep dive into something that I think is going to be very important for a lot of people.
Uh-oh.
Especially here in Deer Park, La Porte, and Pasadena.
Okay.
We are talking about the U.S.-Russia relationship.
Right.
And, more specifically,
yeah,
a RAND report that came out.
Oh, cool.
Called Extending Russia.
Hmm.
Now, before you think, we're talking about geography.
Right.
We're not talking about, you know, expanding the borders or anything like that.
Yeah.
What we're talking about is more about stretching their resources and influence.
I see.
So kind of pushing them a little too far.
Okay.
Like in a game of chess.
Interesting.
So, you know, forcing them to maybe overextend themselves.
Right.
And that's what this report kind of analyzes, is how the U.S. might be able to do that.
Interesting.
To push Russia to overextend itself, either militarily,
yeah,
or economically.
Okay.
Potentially causing, you know, the regime to lose standing.
Right.
I mean, it's a pretty high-stakes strategy.
Yeah.
But I think understanding it gives us a lot of insight into how global events could actually impact us locally.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's a great point. And, you know, it's fascinating to look at these global dynamics because they do have ripple effects that can be felt all the way down to our communities.
Exactly. So we're not picking sides here.
Of course not.
Or anything like that. But
just trying to understand the game.
Knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
Especially when it comes to something as complex as international relations.
For sure.
So let's dive into this RAND report.
Let's do it.
And see what we can uncover.
Okay.
So the report kind of paints this picture of Russia.
Yeah.
That is both strong and vulnerable.
Interesting.
You know, it's kind of like a house of cards.
I see.
It's imposing from afar.
Right.
But potentially unstable underneath.
Right. They might look powerful on the surface with, you know, a large military and global influence.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that they're facing some serious challenges.
Right.
Take their military, for example.
Okay.
While they've made efforts to modernize,
yeah,
they still rely heavily on some pretty outdated equipment.
Wow.
And their defense budget, while significant,
yeah,
it's stretched pretty thin across different branches.
It's spread too thin, I guess.
Exactly.
And then there's their economy.
Right.
And I think this is something that, you know, here locally we can all relate to.
For sure.
Especially in Deer Park, La Porte, Pasadena.
Yeah.
We rely a lot on the energy sector.
Absolutely.
Well, Russia's in a similar situation.
They are.
Just on a much larger scale.
Right.
I mean, they're so dependent.
Heavily dependent.
On oil and gas exports.
Yeah.
Which makes them vulnerable to price fluctuations and, of course, you know, sanctions.
Exactly. And that's a major pressure point.
Right.
And one of the things that the report suggests is that the U.S. could actually exploit this.
Okay.
By encouraging European countries to diversify their energy sources.
So basically saying, like, hey, Europe, you don't have to rely so much on Russian gas.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine if Europe started relying less on Russian gas.
Yeah.
That would be a huge blow.
It would be a huge blow. But how feasible is that?
That's the question.
I mean, Europe is pretty dependent on Russian gas, aren't they?
They are, yeah. And that's one of the things that the report acknowledges.
Okay.
It's a complex issue because European allies might be hesitant to fully cooperate.
They don't want to rock the boat too much.
Exactly. They're worried about economic repercussions for themselves.
Yeah, that's definitely a delicate balancing act.
For sure.
And speaking of pressure points.
Yeah.
The report also talks about sanctions.
Right.
Which is something we hear a lot about in the news these days.
Absolutely.
But do they actually work?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
They can work, but the report really emphasizes the need for multilateral cooperation.
Oh.
The impact of unilateral sanctions from the U.S. alone might be limited.
Like, we're not strong enough to do it by ourselves.
It's like trying to move a mountain with just your bare hands. You need others to help.
It's too big of a job.
Exactly.
So it sounds like broader sanctions involving multiple countries would have a much greater impact.
Think about it this way.
Okay.
If multiple countries restricted Russia's access to foreign currencies and technology,
yeah,
that would really hinder their economic growth.
Right.
It could even force them to make cuts to their military spending.
So it's a way to really kind of like
squeeze them.
Tie their hands.
Exactly. It would definitely send a message.
Okay.
But it's not just about sanctions and energy.
What else is there?
The report also dives into this concept of brain drain.
Brain drain.
Yeah. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it. I don't know a ton about it.
Basically, what's happening is more and more young Russians are seeking education and opportunities abroad.
They're leaving Russia.
They're leaving Russia, exactly.
Wow.
And the report explores whether this could be leveraged to the US's advantage.
So we could capitalize on that.
Potentially, yeah.
I mean, it's a fascinating thought.
So basically, like attracting talented Russians to the US through
Exactly.
things like targeted immigration programs.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, bringing in these bright minds
Yeah.
while at the same time,
Depleting them from Russia,
potentially, yeah.
draining their intellectual capital.
Right. It's an interesting strategy.
Yeah, it sounds intriguing,
Yeah.
but I imagine it's a lot more complex than just opening the doors and saying, come on in.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a lot more to it.
Yeah, there are a lot of nuances to consider.
But let's shift gears a bit
Okay.
and talk about geopolitics,
All right.
because the report lays out some interesting strategies
No.
involving Ukraine,
Yeah.
Belarus, and even Moldova. It sounds like a high-stakes game of chess.
It really is. And,
Yeah.
we have to remember that each move
Right.
on this geopolitical chessboard
Yeah.
has the potential to impact the global landscape.
Right. Which could eventually trickle down to our own community.
Exactly.
So, for instance, the report suggests increasing U.S. military aid to Ukraine,
Yeah.
the idea being that this would raise the costs for Russia's involvement in the conflict and potentially deter further aggression.
So making it more expensive for them to be there.
Exactly.
Okay.
But of course, it's a risky move.
How so?
Well, because it could also escalate the conflict.
I see.
It's a delicate
Yeah,
balance,
yeah.
walking that tightrope between deterrence and escalation.
Right.
The report also mentions promoting regime change in Belarus,
Okay.
leveraging recent protests against Lukashenko's rule.
So basically, like trying to get rid of Lukashenko,
Yeah.
essentially, and put somebody else in.
Exactly. More friendly to the West,
Okay.
and a democratic Belarus would certainly weaken Russia's influence in the region.
Yeah,
But again,
there's a but.
there's always a but, right?
Yeah.
It's a risky proposition
How is it?
because attempting to orchestrate regime change from the outside
Right?
could backfire spectacularly.
Yeah.
It could destabilize the region and provoke a harsh response from Russia.
Right.
So it's a reminder that these geopolitical maneuvers are not to be taken lightly.
No, they're very delicate.
They are very delicate.
And then
Yeah.
Moldova.
Moldova, oh boy.
That sounds like a potential powder keg.
It is a very complex situation.
Yeah.
So the report explores the idea of challenging Russia's military presence in Moldova,
Okay.
particularly in this breakaway region of Transnistria.
So another one of those frozen conflicts.
Kind of, yeah, it's a very volatile situation.
Yeah.
And Moldova is highly susceptible to Russian pressure.
Okay.
So any U.S. action there
Yeah.
would need to be incredibly carefully considered.
Right.
The potential for unintended consequences is huge.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, it's a minefield.
So it seems like every move
Every move.
on this geopolitical chessboard
Yeah.
carries significant risks.
It does. There's no easy answers here.
And we haven't even touched on the information battlefield.
Oh, that's a whole other can of worms.
I know we'll get there.
We will.
But just to kind of wrap up this part of our deep dive,
Yeah.
we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
We've talked about economic pressure points,
Right.
geopolitical maneuvering, even a little bit about the information battlefield.
Yeah, we just scratched the surface there.
It's clear that extending Russia
Yeah.
is a complex undertaking with
Absolutely.
potential benefits
Right.
and risks.
For sure.
But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive,
Okay.
we need to explore two more areas outlined in the
Oh,
report,
right.
which are air and space
Okay.
and land and multi-domain systems.
Interesting.
These are areas where Russia is particularly sensitive
I see.
and where strategic competition could have major implications for global security.
Absolutely.
So join us next time
Looking forward to it.
as we continue to explore how these strategies could play out
Yeah.
and what they might mean for us
Right here at home.
right here in Southeast Houston.
Exactly.
All right, see you next time.
Welcome back. Last time, we really kind of laid bare some of Russia's key vulnerabilities. Now, let's shift our focus to the skies and beyond.
Okay.
Because the RAND report suggests that air and space are areas where the US could exert significant pressure on Russia.
Okay, but how exactly do you extend a country in space?
Right.
It's not like we're talking about claiming territory on the moon or something.
No, not quite. It's more about leveraging technological advancements to force Russia into a costly game of catch-up.
Okay.
You know, they view their air and space capabilities as a source of national pride and a symbol of their technological prowess. So the U.S. could exploit this by strategically investing in areas that challenge Russia's dominance.
So what kind of investments are we talking about here?
Well, the report specifically points to advanced air and missile defense systems.
Okay.
You know, imagine a scenario where the U.S. develops a system so sophisticated, so impenetrable, that Russia feels compelled to pour billions into countering it.
Right.
That's a form of extending Russia by forcing them to divert resources and potentially overextend themselves financially.
So it's kind of like an arms race, but instead of just stockpiling weapons, we're aiming for technological superiority that forces them to react.
Exactly.
Got it.
And this same principle applies to space. You know, a renewed space race fueled by strategic U.S. investment could force Russia to struggle just to maintain its existing space program.
Right, because space exploration is incredibly expensive.
It is incredibly expensive. And if Russia is forced to pour more and more resources into simply keeping up, it could strain their budget and limit their options in other areas.
That makes sense. But wouldn't this also be incredibly expensive for the U.S.? I mean, developing these cutting-edge technologies can't be cheap.
Yeah, there's no denying the cost would be substantial. But the report argues that the potential payoff extending Russia to the point of strategic strain could be worth the investment.
So it's all about making calculated decisions and prioritizing long-term strategic goals.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about air and space. What about land-based strategies? The report mentioned something called multi-domain systems. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, that's kind of a fancy way of saying that we need to think about defense in a more holistic way. Instead of just focusing on land, air, or sea individually, we need to integrate them all, along with space and cyber capabilities. Think of it as a seamless web of defense, where all these domains work together to create a more formidable and resilient force.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get the picture. But how does this multi-domain approach tie into the idea of extending Russia?
Well, one way is by bolstering NATO's presence in Europe. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean deploying a massive number of troops. It's more about increasing the readiness and capability of existing forces, making them a more credible deterrent to any potential Russian aggression.
So, it's about sending a clear message that NATO is prepared to defend its members.
Right.
And that any aggression would be met with a swift and decisive response. But wouldn't that just escalate tensions with Russia? I mean, wouldn't they see this as a provocation?
It's a delicate balance, for sure. The report acknowledges this, but it also suggests that the U.S. could further signal NATO's resolve by conducting larger and more frequent military exercises near Russia's borders.
I see. So it's kind of like a subtle show of force designed to get their attention and make them think twice about any aggressive actions.
Exactly. The goal is to force Russia to respond in kind, potentially leading them to increase their own military spending, which should further strain their resources. It's about leveraging our capabilities to shape their behavior and limit their options.
It's a strategic game of chess, for sure. But the report also mentions a more controversial option, reintroducing intermediate-range nuclear missiles to Europe. Isn't that a bit of a risky move?
It is definitely a risky move. The report acknowledges that this would almost certainly trigger a costly arms race with Russia and potentially destabilize the region. It's a high-stakes gamble with potentially serious consequences for global stability.
Yeah, it sounds like every option on the table comes with its own set of challenges and risks. What about these new technologies we've been hearing so much about? Things like hypersonic weapons. Could those play a role in extending Russia?
Oh, absolutely. Hypersonic weapons are definitely a game changer. They travel at incredible speeds, making them extremely difficult to intercept with existing defense systems. So if the U.S. were to invest heavily in developing and deploying these weapons, it would force Russia to scramble to develop countermeasures, potentially diverting resources from other areas.
It sounds like we're constantly trying to stay one step ahead in this technological arms race. It's a lot to keep up with, even for folks like us here in Southeast Houston.
Well, that's the nature of great power competition in the 21st century. It's a complex and ever-evolving game, but understanding the strategies at play and the potential consequences is crucial for anyone who wants to stay informed and engaged in the world around them.
So we've covered a lot of ground here. Economic pressure, geopolitical maneuvering, informational warfare, and now this complex interplay of air, space, and land-based strategies. It's a lot to digest, even for those of us who follow these issues closely.
It is. But before we wrap up, there's one more crucial aspect of this strategic puzzle that we need to address. The RAND report focuses primarily on how the U.S. might extend Russia. But what if Russia is already trying to do the same to us?
Now, that's a chilling thought. I guess we need to look at this from both sides of the chessboard.
We do.
Join us next time as we explore how Russia might be attempting to extend the U.S. and what that could mean for us here at home. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. For the past two episodes, we've been really digging into this RAND report, exploring how the U.S. could strategically extend Russia. But as we hinted last time, we need to kind of flip the script.
Okay.
And look at this from the other side.
The other side of the chessboard.
Exactly.
Interesting.
What if Russia is already playing the same game, trying to extend the U.S.?
It's a great question.
Yeah.
And while the report doesn't directly address this, we can still use its analysis to understand how Russia might try to turn the tables.
Okay, so let's put on our thinking caps here.
Right.
If you're sitting in the Kremlin, where do you see opportunities to push the U.S. to overextend itself?
Well, one area that immediately jumps out is the U.S.'s vast global military presence.
Right.
You know, troops and bases all over the world.
It's a huge commitment.
It's a huge financial commitment.
For sure. And I think that's something, you know, we often discuss even on Think and Act locally.
Right.
It's this balance between local needs and national defense spending.
It's a constant tension.
Yeah. It's a constant challenge for sure.
And Russia could try to exploit that by creating problems in regions where the U.S. is heavily invested.
I see.
You know, stirring up trouble, forcing the U.S. to commit even more resources, potentially straining its budget and eroding public support.
They're poking the bear, hoping it gets tired and overextended.
You could put it that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine increased Russian activity in places like Syria, Afghanistan, or even the South China Sea.
Right.
They could use proxy forces.
Yeah.
Cyber attacks, disinformation campaigns to keep the U.S. bogged down in these conflicts.
So it's like playing a game of tug of war.
Yeah.
And just slowly draining the opponents.
Exactly. Or wearing them down.
Okay. But beyond the military.
Yeah.
Where else might Russia try to extend the U.S.?
Well, remember how the report highlighted Russia's vulnerability to information warfare?
Yeah.
Well, they could use those same tactics against the U.S.
Okay.
Aiming to sow discord and undermine trust in our institutions.
Yeah, that's a little chilling to think about.
It is a bit unsettling.
It's especially, you know how that played out in the 2016 election?
Right.
With all that disinformation spreading on social media.
Exactly. And Russia could exploit the openness of our society, you know, amplifying existing divisions, making it harder for the U.S. to present a united front on the global stage.
Right, because a divided nation is certainly a weaker one.
Absolutely.
And what's really scary is how difficult it is to detect and counter these kinds of information operations.
It's a very sophisticated and insidious form of warfare.
Yeah, for sure. But let's not forget about economics.
Right.
The report emphasizes Russia's dependence on oil and gas exports. But couldn't they try to exploit U.S. economic vulnerabilities as well?
Oh, absolutely. The U.S. economy is deeply interconnected with global trade and financial markets.
Right.
So imagine Russia disrupting those systems through cyber attacks or economic manipulation, perhaps even forming alliances with countries that share our economic vulnerabilities.
So it's like a judo move.
Yeah.
Using our own weight against us.
Exactly.
And then, of course, there's the deep political divisions within the U.S.
Right. The polarization.
Yeah. Could those be exploited as well?
Absolutely. Russia could try to exacerbate those divisions.
Okay.
Turning Americans against each other and further weakening our ability to act decisively on the global stage.
Yeah. It's a sobering thought.
It is.
But it really underscores the need for us to be vigilant.
Absolutely. We need to be aware of the game being played from both sides.
Yeah.
And we need to act strategically to safeguard our interests.
Right.
Both here at home.
Here in Southeast Houston.
Exactly.
And on the global stage.
It's all connected.
It really is. Well said. I think this RAND report has given us a lot to think about.
It has.
But ultimately, it's up to us
right.
to take this information and actually, you know, do something with it.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power, but only if we use it.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
Into the complex world of U.S.-Russia relations.
It's been a fascinating discussion.
Yeah. I hope it's given everyone some food for thought.
Me too.
Maybe even inspired you to get involved and make a difference.
That's what we hope for.
Whether it's in your own community or on a larger scale.
Absolutely.
And of course, if you found value in our show, please consider supporting us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate.
We appreciate your support.
You find the link in the show notes. Thanks for listening.